Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, clear by morning, frosty, 30 into your forecast tomorrow. Widespread frost till late morning, then sunny, warming up. High low to mid 60s. By Sunday, a great end to your weekend. Plenty of sun. Sunday's high around 75. There's your forecast from the Weatherbug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn with you on a beautiful Friday in Central Kentucky. Keeneland opened up today, and if you're listening on your way home, that may mean that either you won big, so you're ready to go out and celebrate, or maybe you lost all your money after the fifth race and said, I'm out of there. Either way, we're glad that you tuned in to 1250 Sports Talk. Got another great show lined up for you today. Action Jackson Rings will be back with us next week as he returns from his mission trip in Guatemala. Unfortunately, was just talking to his dad, Dr. Rick Reams, and they were having a three-hour flight delay out of Guatemala, and now the people in Atlanta are not guaranteeing they'll have a flight to get home to Lexington later tonight. So keep Action Jackson Rings in your thoughts and prayers. Also want to thank McGee's Bakery for being our sponsor of the day. McGee's Bakery celebrating their 61st year of business. As Dick Vitale would say, are you serious? I mean, 61 years, that's unheard of for a family business. Greg and Bev Higgins have continued on their parents' tradition of outstanding products made fresh at McGee's Bakery. A phenomenal place to start breakfast, but as we've been trying to educate you over the past year, also they serve lunch. Great place to have lunch. Then a really cool thing, they've started a new rewards program for loyal customers such as me. You just go and sign up with your phone number. That's all you got to give them. And then eventually you'll get some free food. So a really cool thing. Find out more about McGee's Bakery, located downtown on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Check them out online at McGee'sBakery.com. Well, no shock, but LeVar Ball is at it again. He is sitting there talking about that he was quoted as saying that those white guys are the reason that UCLA lost to Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. And, of course, now he is, I mean, Twitter was blowing up about it and said that now LeVar Ball is trying to come back today in an interview. Obviously, just in case you don't know, LeVar Ball is the father of Lonzo Ball, the outstanding point guard for UCLA. And so unless you hate sports or you've been under a rock for the past month, you would have to know who he is. But he made a comment that realistically, you can't win no championship with three white guys because the foot speed is too low, referring to UCLA's loss to Kentucky in the NCAA tournament a couple weeks ago. Then Ball attempted to clarify those comments today during an interview with ESPN 710 in L.A. He said, "I'm not saying I don't like white guys and we lost because of them. No, that's how they twisted it up." Obviously, his comments had to be appearing to reference UCLA starters T.J. Leaf, Thomas Welsh, and Bryce Alford, who is the son of head coach Steve Alford. LeVar Ball was quoted as saying today in that interview, "I love Bryce because he's Alford's son, and he's always been nice to me. T.J. Leaf, he's Zoe's friend, always nice and respectful. Thomas Welsh, one of the most intelligent players, very nice and respectful." What's that got to do with what you said earlier, that that's why they lost, basically because of those three white guys? Man, this guy's unbelievable, so I don't want to spend any more time on it because that's what he loves, getting more publicity. But, man, I wish his son Lonzo could somehow plead with his dad to please keep his mouth shut. I did see where somebody asked one of the top NBA draft experts if they thought that this would hurt his draft status, especially if the Los Angeles Lakers get the number one pick in the lottery in June. And this expert said, "No, I don't think so, unless Magic Johnson just says, you know what, I can't have this guy around." But, you know, once you get to the pros, it's a whole nother game. And Magic probably could have a heart-to-heart with LeVar Ball. But this draft expert said he did not think that it would be any problem with the Lakers guarding him, even though LeVar Ball lives in Los Angeles. Of course, for Steve Alford, he didn't take the Indiana job, but he's got another one of LeVar Ball's sons that's going to be playing for him this year, and another one, I believe, that's a sophomore that's already committed. So I don't know how Steve Alford does it. My man's going to earn every bit of those millions of dollars that he has by having to listen to LeVar Ball. Well, in our second segment today, we're going to be talking with Georgetown College new women's basketball coach James Jackson. James is no stranger to college basketball. He has been the men's basketball assistant coach for the past six seasons and done an outstanding job there. I've gotten to know James over the past few years while doing Georgetown College road games for the men's team at Georgetown College. And he's just does a great job, pays attention to detail. He's worked for people such as Rick Pitino, former Georgetown College coach, Happy Osborne, Kentucky Wesleyan. He's really got a great background. His dad's one of the top high school basketball coaches in the state of Kentucky. He is at Lincoln County right now. So we'll get to hear about him. I know he's got to be really excited to get his first head coaching gig. And so just a really great, great hire for Georgetown College. Coach Andrew McCloskey, their former head coach, also was a great person, just really struggled the last few years, unfortunately, so we wish her the best of luck. Quarterback Shaq Wiggins is looking to transfer. He's a former Louisville quarterback, corner, C-O-R-N-E, but Bobby Petrino says that he is going to restrict him from transferring to Kentucky, Mississippi State, Purdue, Notre Dame, and the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky. Even though Wiggins is a grad transfer, which allows him to play immediately this fall, it's actually understandable. I can't believe I'm defending Bobby Petrino, but I have to in this case because, you know, Purdue and Kentucky are on their schedule in 2017. So, you know, you don't want a guy that's immediately able to play and tell about some of your schemes and things like that. However, the Bulldogs of Mississippi State, the Irish of Notre Dame, and those Hilltoppers in Bowling Green, they are not on Louisville's schedule. So Wiggins said he was really confused over the idea that he couldn't transfer to those schools. He said he assumed it was because former Louisville defensive coordinator Todd Grantham left the Cardinals for the same position at Mississippi State, so he's their defensive coordinator now. But he said, "I can't be for sure." He said, "When Coach Petrino said Mississippi State, I was like, it had to be deeper than what it seems to be because Louisville doesn't play Mississippi State," Shaq Wiggins said. "It just happened to Mississippi State on there once Coach Grantham left." He said, "I really don't know what his state of thinking is or why he chose to put Mississippi State on there. It's something personal, but I have no idea why, and it's really not fair." So that's the latest on the football. Bobby Petrino, no lost love there between him and, obviously, Kentucky. I am not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but Ben Roethlisberger announced that he is going to return for his 14th season this year. And I can't say that I'm really that happy about that, as I am not a Steelers fan, but I do have respect for greatness, and he is a big-time player. And so, you know, we'll get to see what he's like. He sent out a tweet, said that he informed the team, "I'm looking forward to my 14th season. Steeler Nation will get my absolute best, Ben." On Twitter, he's BigBen7.com. Also, in a kind of interesting side note, Steven, has been promoted to assistant coach in Auburn. Steven Pearl is Bruce Pearl's son. Steven Pearl was the Auburn Tigers director of basketball operations the past 2 years. After 1 year as an assistant strength and conditioning coach, Bruce Pearl said Thursday that the move will allow his son to work with players and assist them as much as he has been able to assist me. Steven Pearl, you may have remembered, actually played for his dad, Bruce Pearl, when Bruce was the head coach at Tennessee from 2007 to 2011. As director of operations, he was in charge of team travel while also helping with academics and planning practices. The Auburn Tigers' 18 wins last season were their most since 2008-09 in that season there. They had a really good recruiting class that'll be on campus this fall at Auburn University, so it'll be interesting to see what Bruce Pearl can do at Auburn University. Obviously a big-time football school, but trying to get it known for basketball, and nobody creates more energy and excitement than Bruce Pearl. If you're looking for something to do tonight, ESPN2 at 8 p.m., Malik Monk's going to be up for the Jerry West Award at the College Basketball Awards, so you can check that out at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. Then at 10 p.m., the Nike Hoop Summit is going to be getting underway. Some of the top prospects in the country, Shea Alexander, Nick Richards, and the world team will take on UK commitment Jared Vanderbilt, and then potential Wild future Wildcat, the 7-footer Mohamed Bamba, which is on every Wildcat fan's birthday and Christmas list. Kevin Knox, who the Cats are still after, and they will be on Team USA. Quade Green is also on Team USA, but he suffered a concussion in a scrimmage yesterday and probably will not play. In UK football news, the kickoff time for the Kentucky-Southern Mississippi game was announced yesterday, and the Cats will open the 2017 football season on the road in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Kickoff will be at 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 2nd. The game will be televised on the CBS Sports Network and broadcasted live on the UK Sports Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Duke Georgetown College women's head basketball coach James Jackson next on Sports Talk.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu. Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, clear by morning, frosty, 30 into your forecast tomorrow. Widespread frost till late morning, then sunny, warming up. High low to mid 60s by Sunday, a great end to your weekend. Plenty of sun, Sunday's high around 75. There's your forecast from the WeatherBug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you on a beautiful Friday in Central Kentucky. If you're on your way home from Keeneland, thanks for tuning in to us. Join us on the phone line now is my good friend, Jack Reams, also helped me do Georgetown College's games. He was our halftime show producer, but Coach James Jackson was announced today as the ninth women's head basketball coach at Georgetown College today, and he was formerly the men's head assistant basketball coach, so I've got to know him over the past 3 years as I've done Georgetown College games on the radio, and has a tremendous work ethic, tremendous knowledge of the game, and a great background working for some of the top coaches in the state of Kentucky. So I want to welcome to Sports Talk the new head coach of Georgetown College women's basketball, James Jackson. Welcome to Sports Talk, Coach.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, obviously, when you're an assistant coach, my brother was, and finally got his shot to be a head coach at Western, and you've paid your dues doing a lot of assistant coach work, starting back all the way in 2004 at Lincoln County High School. And to be named the head coach today, that just had to be a great honor and just a great thrill for you and your family.
Well, it's every assistant wants to be a head coach at some point. And, my dream was no different. I wanted to be a head coach, but I wanted to be in the right situation and the right program with the right people. And it's awful hard to pass up Georgetown in every respect because I love the people here. I love this area. Mine and my wife's families are here, and this institution's been good to me and my family, and I just couldn't pass this up. It's that good.
Well, the athletic director, Brian Evans, at Georgetown College, said he was very pleased to see that Coach Jackson applied for this position. He said we had an overwhelming amount of response of applicants and an elite quality of coaches in the final round. But James stood out from the beginning and made it a very easy decision for myself and the committee. That's from Brian Evans, the Georgetown College Director of Athletics. Share a little bit, what is it that makes Georgetown College such a special place to be the head coach of the women's basketball program?
I mean, first off, you got to look at the academic side. I mean, the academic tradition here is wonderful. People are going to get a top-notch education, and that's an appealing factor for being a coach. And then we've got a young roster. We've got a lot of, I believe, talented, skilled players coming back, but they need a push in the right direction. They need a new change in the culture and their belief that they can win games, and I think we can do that. I've met with the ladies a couple of times already, have been overly pleased with how they are, how they handle themselves, and the fact that they're ready to get to work, and I'm ready to get to work with them. I think we can make this something special.
Well, I have no doubt about that. You were assistant coach with the men's team when you guys won a 2013 national title, and
I know that you want to try to do that with the women, but obviously you're just building your foundation. What are going to be some of the keys, Coach Jackson, for you as you establish the culture there that you want for the women's program at Georgetown?
Well, the first thing, we're not going to focus on the wins and losses. That if we buy into the process of working harder every day, if we become better conditioned and stronger, if they develop some urgency and purpose in what they want to do, and we create a positive environment for them, I think the wins will come. And that's what I want to do. I don't want them focusing on wins and losses right now. I want them to work on getting better individually, getting stronger, working together and building chemistry where they can trust each other on the floor for a 40-minute game. And when they can do that, I feel like we'll turn this thing around.
Well, I have no doubt about that. As you said, the good news is you're returning 12 of 13 players. You just lost one senior. Granted, she was a great one, and Emily Zizi. But I thought she set a great tone, though, for these young ladies to follow in, though.
Well, she did. And then her toughness and her heart, her passion, it's going to be very hard to replace, and it's probably not replaceable, to be honest with you. She was an All-American, All-Conference, you know, and a good student and a good person, and those aren't very easy to come by. And she's going to be missed, but at the same time, we've got a lot to work with here. They've seen what – they've had a taste of losing, and I think we can change that, and I'm hoping – they understand what it takes to turn it around now that they've had a little bit of adversity. And sometimes that adversity, it creates some hunger, and I'm hoping that they come hungry and ready, desperate to find ways to turn it around.
Well, I know one of the players that does return is the sharpshooter Shelby Beam. She set a school record at Georgetown College for Women's program, making, I believe it was 10 three-pointers in a game this year. So it's good to know that you've got somebody who can shoot the long ball.
Well, I mean, if you want to win games, you got to have shooters. You look at any good team at any level, they've got great shooters on the floor. And I feel like we have some pretty good shooters with Shelby. I feel like Kennedy can score it, and Lydia can shoot it pretty well. And Casey Kearns can knock down open shots. And we've just got to put these ladies in positions to where they can get quality shots and be able to be shot makers.
Just tuned in, we're talking with James Jackson. He was announced this morning as the new women's head basketball coach at Georgetown College. And, Coach, I know, obviously, Chris Briggs, you worked beside him for 6 years, and got the pleasure of knowing him through doing the Georgetown games and doing his coaches' shows. Talk about what it was like having the opportunity to work for Coach Chris Briggs.
Well, before I started working for him, he and I have gone back since we were in college. He was a GA at Kentucky, and I was still a student assistant at Berea, and we worked summer camps together, and long before he was my boss, he was a friend, and he still is. And being able to work for a person of his quality, his caliber, it's going to be tough, because it just wasn't coming in and working for somebody new. It was coming in working for somebody you know, somebody you care about, and our families are close. He's a great people person. He's a great family man, and that's going to be hard to deal with. But knowing he's still upstairs and we're still working with each other, just in different capacities, does mean a lot to me.
Well, I can understand that, because I got to see you guys up close working together. You guys did have a great working relationship. Also, another great coach you had the privilege of working under and learning. Sharpening your craft was Rick Pitino at the University of Louisville. Talk a little bit about what you learned working under Coach Pitino.
You better be able to bring it every day, because it's a grind every day, and he teaches you so much about what you have to do to maintain a highly successful program, that it's not just one thing you focus on. It's not just recruiting or scouting. It's the whole package, and you've got to bust your tail every day to make sure you maintain a high level of success. And he prepares you better than anybody I've worked for in terms of the time you have to put in, the attention to detail, how to be a good people person, how to do it right. And, I couldn't have learned from a better man, a better coach. And regardless of what goes on, he's been wonderful to me and for me, and he's taught me so much. And that, I feel like it's a big reason of where I am right now, is because of his teaching and learning under him.
Also saw that you served at Kentucky Wesleyan College. Who was the head coach when you worked there?
Todd Lee was. He's assistant. He may be the associate head coach at Grand Canyon now. And they had a huge year again. I think they've been transitioning from D2 to D1, and I think they'll be eligible next year. They would have made the NCAA tournament this year, but, probably one of the better basketball minds I've worked for in terms of his knowledge of X and O's, how to score, how to stop people, how to guard ball screens. It really was second to none, and just an absolute brilliant basketball mind. And we still use a lot of the things I learned from him, even here at Georgetown. I'm probably going to implement some of that into the women's program as well.
Well, and I know all this has kind of happened, suddenly, but any thoughts about offensive or defensive philosophies, or you're going to have to wait a while till you get to know your roster better and things? What's your thoughts there?
I've already started watching film on the ladies, on them individually. Right now, in terms of offense, I can't tell you how exactly the style and the philosophy will be, but I would like to try to play a little more up-tempo, try to put these ladies in positions where they can be playmakers, where they can make decisions and try to get open shots for the teammates, where they're not just running set after set all the time, and let them be basketball players. Every year I've been at Georgetown and other places, you win by having players that can make good basketball plays, and I feel like we have ladies that can do that. They just need the opportunity to do it.
Well, I know you from recruiting tirelessly for the men's team at Georgetown College. You obviously will leave no rock unturned and recruit nationally, but also got a feeling that you're also going to want to make sure that anybody in the state of Kentucky knows that Georgetown College is a place for them that they should look at first before they consider anywhere. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to recruiting, and I'll use my examples with the Kentucky guys here, that I sell the kids and the parents, you're at a top 150 institution for liberal arts. You're 15 minutes from downtown Lexington, and you're playing at the winningest men's program in NAI. And those are big selling points, and I'd like to get it to the point where I can go into a lady's house and see her family and say, you're coming to a 150 school, you're 15 minutes from downtown Lexington, you'll have a great social life, and you're playing for one of the most successful programs on the women's ledger as well. And that's what we want. We want to build this thing up where we're known for having a great program top to bottom, guys' side, girls' side, and, academically, socially, and athletically.
Well, one of the things that's great is there is a foundation there. The Georgetown College women have been in 14 national tournaments, most recent coming in 2014, and they actually made a Fab Four appearance in the 2012 championship. So a good foundation there to build on. I know you'll take it to the next level. Let me ask you this. Obviously, you come from a coaching background with your father. When did you know that, hey, man, I love basketball, and I want to coach them up too? When did that hit you?
I always loved basketball. I really didn't decide to try to get into the coaching profession until I was going into my senior year of college. I was initially pre-law at Berea College, studied in political science, and then it took working some summer camps and seeing that this was my passion. This is what I love doing, and it's how I wanted to make my living because I knew it wouldn't be a job for me. It still isn't. I'm working my passion. I don't go to a job every day. I go do my passion every day. And that makes it so much easier. I can't tell you how good it is to do your passion for a living. You never work a day in your life, and I haven't.
Well, that was obvious in the 3 years that I've been around you, your passion for the details of the game, just the philosophy of offense and defense, and then just your care for the young men, the student athletes that you're entrusted to. So I know you're going to do a great job there at Georgetown College for the women's team. And I think Coach Briggs summed it up best. He and I were texting him when I'd lost your phone number, unfortunately, deleted or lost it. My phone crashed and burned a couple months ago, so I had to get it again. And I said, I know it's got to be a bittersweet day for you in the text. And he texts back. He said, I hate to lose James, but he said, man, I'm really happy for him, and he absolutely deserves it, and he's going to do a great job. So I think that sums it up for all of us that know you, man. You deserve it. We're happy for you, excited for you, and appreciate you on a busy, busy day here making time for us on Sports Talk, Coach.
I appreciate you, and thank you so much. It's been fun talking, and it's also looking forward to our pregame talks and halftime talks next season also.
Absolutely. Let's let it continue. Congratulations, Coach. Have a great weekend.
You too. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. That's James Jackson, the head women's basketball coach, the new one at Georgetown College. He's going to do a great job, and really, really excited for him. Well, we got to take a break, but stay with us. We get back. Lots more sports to talk about. Anthony Combs will be with us in the last segment. Talk a little Major League Baseball, and we haven't had a wrestling update for quite a while. We're about due for one. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Greg Horn. You're listening to Sports Talk.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, clear by morning, frosty, 30 into your forecast tomorrow. Widespread frost till late morning, then sunny, warming up. High low to mid-60s by Sunday, a great end to your weekend. Plenty of sun, Sunday's high around 75. There's your forecast from the WeatherBug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you. And thank McGee's Bakery for being our sponsor today. McGee's Bakery, no better place to start your morning off. Go to McGee's Bakery. They obviously have tremendous donuts. Oh, my goodness. You need to try those, just the regular glaze, the chocolate. I know people like the sprinkles. Their cake donuts are amazing. They've got lots of those. But they also make breakfast sandwiches. So just lots of great things there to eat in the morning, made fresh, just a great atmosphere. It's locally owned and 61 years of family-owned business. Siblings Greg and Bev Higgins have taken over. They started a new rewards program. Don't know they have to do that because their business is so good, but they want to make sure their customers know they value them. So they've got a new rewards program for their loyal customers, and it's real easy. All you have to do is give them your phone number, and when they do that, that's all you do is sign in. You don't have to carry a card or anything. And so I'm excited about that because I'm a loyal customer, so I can't wait to get some free food out of it. Well, lots of great sports still going on besides of all that we've talked about already. One, how cool was it yesterday? Tim Tebow in his first minor league at-bat, he goes yard. And that's he's playing for the New York Mets minor league team. Obviously, more known for being a former NFL quarterback, but he hit a home run. It was a two-run homer. He's playing for the Columbia Fireflies. I always love the minor league baseball team nicknames, the Columbia Fireflies down in Columbia, South Carolina. He's playing for them. It's in the Class A South Atlantic League game. And they were playing against Augusta, which I'm assuming is from Georgia. There was a 15-mile-per-hour wind blowing out, and Tebow, his first at bat, launched a shot. He stopped at second base thinking it was a double, but a ball hit a railing just above the fence in left center field, and the umpire did the hand signal, twirling his hand above his head to indicate it was a home run. Obviously, Tebow was excited. I got to see the replay on TV last night, and he rounded the rest of the bases in the second inning, and the crowd went wild. So, of course, he's going to become the Lexington Legends. Season's going to be opening soon. They open on the road, but they'll be home soon. We'll let you know about that. And we usually are able to give away a few Lexington Legends tickets, so make sure you're listening to 1250 Sports Talk about that. Told you yesterday, Kevin Durant will be coming back, and so this Saturday, so you get to check him. But looking at more baseball, Mark Mangione, the new UK coach, has kind of got a little bit of a informal homecoming this week. His former team that he was the assistant coach for, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, are ranked 19th. They come to Las Vegas this weekend, and we'll have a series going on. The 8th-ranked Wildcats trying to get back on the winning streak. They took a tough loss on the road to the second-ranked team in the country, the Louisville Cardinals, on Tuesday night. But Mangione spent 8 seasons as an assistant coach and was the program's top recruiter there, and that's one of the things that I think is going to make him successful at UK. But he's got him off to a great start. He's 21-9, and the game tonight, the opening game, will send Sean Hell to the mound. And he's going against Mississippi State's Connor Pilkington. The game starts at 7 p.m. Be a beautiful night to go out to the ballpark. It's also available online, though, if you can't get out there, and on ESPN3 and the Watch ESPN app. So I want to encourage you to check out this UK baseball team. They're doing a great job. Also, back on basketball note, Mark Smith, who we talked about yesterday, who's Illinois' Mr. Basketball, he was offered a scholarship by John Calipari, and then he's also going to be coming to the Derby Festival Classic, and they just announced the rosters yesterday. Smith is a 6-foot, 225-pound guard from Edwardsville, Illinois. He's averaged 22 points a game, a little over 8 rebounds, and almost 8.5 assists a game this past season. The Derby Classic will be played April 15th, which will be next Saturday at Freedom Hall in Louisville. Also, Shea Alexander will be the first UK signing to appear in the Derby Classic since Dominique Hawkins and Derek Willis did in 2013. Brad Calipari, of course, was a walk-on who played last year. Locally, Paul Lawrence Dunbar star Tavion Hollingsworth, a Western Kentucky Hilltopper signee, is the only Kentucky native among the 22 players in the Classic. But, man, he is a baller. I really wish that he would have went to Kentucky. But I understand he wanted to play and not sit behind all these top 25 guys in the country. But he's a top 100 player himself, and I really don't think he would have to sit the whole freshman year. I really think he could have played, but he may get to start from day one, possibly at Western Kentucky University. Only time will tell on that, but, man, he's a baller. I got to see him play twice this year in person, and, I mean, he can put it on the floor. He can drive. He can shoot the three. He plays hard. He plays smart. He won a state championship as a junior, so the guy's a winner. They didn't have much to work with this year, lost their best big man to a knee injury before the season started, and they just didn't quite have the talent they had the year before, but he still brought it both games and got his teammates involved, was not selfish, yet scored over 30 points both the games that I saw him play at. Maybe you want to see Malik Monk or De'Aaron Fox. Well, they're going to have some autographed tours. They're going to open their tours at 2 sites on Friday. The first one will be at Wildcat Warehouse tonight in Somerset from 5:30 to 7 p.m., so you still got time to get down there if you just catch this. Then they're going to go over to Glasgow for another signing tonight at Wildcat Warehouse in Glasgow, Kentucky. My youngest brother, Darren, was born from 7:30 to 9 p.m., and so that's actually central time, so that's actually 6:30 to 8 in Glasgow. It's actually 8:30 to 10 our time. Somerset, of course, is on the same time as we are here in Lexington, but Glasgow on Central Time, so you can make that one. Or if you know people down that area, Monk's Tour is going to he's going to be at All Sports in Lexington's Fayette Mall Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. So just exciting times for these guys, just getting autographs. And they call this round one because each signing tour, will be round two. They'll announce other dates. But those guys, chance for them. They say players don't get paid. I'm kind of getting tired of hearing that college athletes should be getting paid. I just don't agree with that because my man Jax Ream is still trying to pay off thousands of dollars of school loans, and those guys are getting paid right now. It's $25 an autograph, and, man, I'm happy for them, get pictures with them. So we may even talk about that with Anthony Combs to get his take. We got to take our final break. It's a short one. When we get back, we'll be joined by Anthony Combs, quite often a fill-in host here on 1250 Sports Talk. So stay with us. We'll be right back talking a little baseball and wrestling next on Sports Talk on AM 1250. WLRT.
Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, clear by morning, frosty, 30 into your forecast tomorrow. Widespread frost till late morning, then sunny, warming up, high low to mid-60s. By Sunday, a great end to your weekend. Plenty of sun, Sunday's high, around 75. There's your forecast from the Weatherbug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you on a Friday afternoon. Beautiful day here in Central Kentucky. I want to thank McGee's Bakery one last time for being our sponsor of the day. Great place to start your day, but don't forget they also serve lunch. So go check them out. Tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Well, joining us on the phone line now is my good friend and one of the founders of 1250 Sports Talk, Anthony A.C. Combs. And Anthony, today's a beautiful day, and obviously baseball's gotten started, and I know you're a big Tebow guy just because you respect who he is as a person. And, man, I mean, we were talking about the last segment, but how cool is it that he starts off his first major league at bat this year and goes yard?
Greg, I mean, it's pretty cool. There's been a lot of hype around Tebow. Really, his entire college and professional career and everything he's done, obviously a phenomenal football player in the college ranks, and in my opinion, pretty serviceable quarterback in the NFL. He won more playoff games than the Bengals have in the last 30 years in one season. So, comes out last night in his first real professional at bat and gets the long ball. So that's exciting, and I can tell you, I don't know who's more excited about Tebow being in the South Atlantic League. If it's obviously the Columbia Fireflies have sold out the season already, but I can tell you with my connections with the Legends, they are very excited about Tim Tebow coming to town for 10 games this year, and I'm sure that's true all across the South Atlantic League.
Well, that's a great point, man. You know, it does definitely help minor league baseball. And, you know, you've been the chaplain with the Lexington Legends for several seasons now and helping those guys stay grounded, as many of them, you know, alone a lot. It's a rough life where they start out. Even the guys that signed the big money still got to travel on those buses, those long trips and things. But it's just, you know, I think it's such a great family event. Even if it's not a Tim Tebow, the Legends just do such a great job. But, yes, obviously, guys like you and I like the baseball. But, you know, you've got two young kids, and they just make it fun for the whole family, don't they?
They really do, Greg. And, I mean, my kids love to go. They have fireworks, I mean, 20 times a year. And it's a great fireworks show. There's always something going on. And they have great events to get families out there and make it affordable. You know, I got two kids, Greg, and going to a Reds game with two kids, I have to take out a second mortgage on my house. I can go down to Whitaker Bank Ballpark, get into the game for $20 for the four of us, and we can get concessions. They have kids tonight where kids eat for like a dollar. They have the Thirsty Thursday where drinks and hot dogs are like a dollar, and then the drinks are a dollar. The hot dogs are like 75 cents. It's just fun. And, you know, the deal, when I go to a Reds game and I have to pay $40-$50 for a ticket, I'm watching every pitch. And, you know, if your kids are tired at a Reds game or at a Legends game, man, you just take them to the car and take them home. But it is a lot of fun. They're always entertained. And Andy Shea and Gary Durbin and all those guys over at the Lexington Legends do a great job. And, honestly, you get to see a lot of good players come through there.
Well, that's a great point. You really do. I guess I'm thinking maybe – The big one, Hunter Pence, that plays San Francisco Giants. And then wasn't there a guy on the Cubs this year that played at the Legends? I think we may have lost Anthony. We'll see if we can get him back. Here he is right back right now. Are you there now, Anthony? Yep, sorry about that. He's going to call back again. He is traveling, and sometimes, you know, that happens with cell phones, but I thought it was really cool that they winded up with the Legends, how you can go to those games, and they have the cheap food. But they have stuff in between the games that's a lot of fun for the kids, and those things are what are just make it fun. I mean, they have contests, the mascots racing. They do T-shirts. They do lots of giveaways. So I think it's just a great atmosphere. So we got you back now, AC. All right. How about right now?
Y'all
know.
Are you there?
All right. We got you, buddy. We got you back.
Hey, sorry about that.
Not a problem. Not a problem. But we're talking about how much fun it is, Legends games. Let's talk a little bit about the major leagues. Boston Red Sox, your team, both them and my Reds are 2-1 this year. Boston lost a tough one 6-5 today to Detroit on the road, or they would be 3-0, but still to open the season on the road to go 2-1. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Greg, they have. They were rained out yesterday against the Pirates. They had a lead in this game in the seventh inning today, and I'm not sure the bullpen. I don't know what happened to the implosion. I haven't had really a chance to see the line score, but They've had really good starting pitching so far, especially with Rick Porcello, last year's Cy Young Award winner. And the guy they picked up in the offseason, Chris Sale, went 7 scoreless. And actually, a great thing, they won 3-0 in a 14-inning game on Wednesday. So that was exciting to me to see not just good starting pitching, but the relief pitchers in 6 innings only gave up 3 hits. I was really excited about that. If the offense can get going, this team could be really good. Of course, we all miss that comfortable number 3 hitter, a guy that's known as Big Poppy. I'm interested to see who's going to fill that void this year for sure.
I understand. And the Red Sox always find a way to get it done, so I know they'll be competitive, so I may have to hang on and be on the bandwagon with them as my Reds are rebuilding. Let's talk a little Kentucky football. You've had season tickets intended for many years. You're a big Kentucky football fan. They had a great year last year. Of course, the smackdown over Louisville was huge. Lamar Jackson, Heisman Trophy winner. They shocked the world and went and beat them, being a 20-plus point underdog. Got to go bowling and even a New Year's Eve bowl on top of that. Now we got spring practice going on. A week from today will actually be the spring game. What's your thoughts on this upcoming football team at UK for the 2017 season?
You know, Greg, I think the sky's the limit for them. I would be and the thing is, when you're in the SEC, it's so hard when you're a middle-of-the-pack team, which I think Kentucky has emerged to be a middle-of-the-pack team. But, you know, when you're in the middle of the pack, you're usually one or two plays away from going 8-4 or 4-8. That's kind of the way it can crumble there. I'm excited. I'll be at the spring game next Friday night. Tim and I, I'm sure they'll be tailgating galore, and it's going to be an exciting time. But if we're going to talk about college football, let's talk about what a low-down, dirty dog Bobby Petrino is for blocking one of his graduate student transfers from playing at 5 schools, 3 of the schools. He don't even have to play. What a dog he is, man.
Well, the good thing is, though, is at least he's consistent, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the first segment, and I want to get your take on that, so I'm glad you brought that up. But, yeah, you know, I understand Kentucky since in Purdue because they're on the schedule, but Western Kentucky, Mississippi State, and came into the third school right now. But still, that just doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, I think it just goes to show that Bobby Petrino is exactly who everybody thought he is. He's all about Bobby Petrino because how many times has he in the middle of the night left a program and he was able to go anywhere he wanted, and now he has a player who's graduated and can't even really play at Louisville next year, and he won't let him play somewhere else. But that's all right. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, well, he got his last year when Kentucky went in and thrashed them in Papa John's Stadium. We only got about a minute and a half, so I want to, you know, we do have fans that like wrestling, and you are a wrestling guy, but I want people to know, let you share about an upcoming podcast that you've got started that you're going to be releasing probably later this month.
Yeah, well, actually, it's already available, Greg, on iTunes, SoundCloud, anywhere you get a podcast. It's called You're Never Too Old to Watch Wrestling, and Paul Phillips and I, each week we cover everything in professional wrestling. It's really directed toward adults like us who maybe have kids or jobs or whatever. And the WWE, this past week was WrestleMania, Greg. There was almost 30 hours of programming this past weekend, but including Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday night. So, I mean, it's hard to watch it all. And we don't watch it all, but we watch a lot of it and stay in the know. And that's what we do. We kind of talk about it and recap it. If you haven't been able to watch for 2 or 3 weeks on Friday mornings, you can go to iTunes and download You're Never Too Old to Watch Wrestling, and we'll tell you all about what happened that week. And we also go back in history. We give some rankings. We just have a lot of fun. We're just fans. We're not on the payroll for WWE or anybody. So we just give brutally honest opinions, and we just really enjoy talking about it. The main thing we do is we want people to know, you know, when you're a kid, you always have things you love, whether it be the Brady Bunch or the Young and the Restless. But it's okay to still watch those when you're old. People kind of frown on you when you say you watch professional wrestling as an adult. Well, I tell those people that the difference between the soap operas that they watch and the wrestling that I watch is that the wrestlers are good actors and they do it live. So we love professional wrestling. We want to pass it on to our kids and our and beyond. And this is one of the ways we do that and stay in touch. And if you're inclined to listen, we'd love to have you do so.
All right. Well, AC, that's going to have to be a wrap, man. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll look forward to listening to your wrestling podcast, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great evening.
You too, buddy. That's Anthony Combs. That's going to be a wrap for Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.